we'll see what we can do. But anyway, let's start off with the coverall. Let me let you know that you are listening to WMFO in Medford. You're listening at 91.5 FM. If you're on the web, you're at WMFO.org. And if you got an idea for a cover song that has something to do with transportation, then give me a call, 855-915-WMFO, or 781-350-3264, or send me a message on the old Facebook at the Bingo Show, and I will check in there. All right, so we're going to do the coverall. Glad you're here. This is the Bingo Show. I'm here for another hour. This is a lot of fun, so don't go away. Let's see. I forget where did I put this song? Oh, it's on my iPod, of course. All right. Let's do it.
So Knoxville. Gotta go. Gotta go.
And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Say he stands by your man. Don't tell me something.
Stand by me.
No, not at all.
Did you stand by me?
No way.
All the time that we were close, I remember all these things the most. I've seen my dreams come tumbling down. I can't be happy without you around.
Did you stand by me?
No, not at all.
Did you stand by me?
No way.
Did you stand by me?
No, not at all.
Did you stand by me?
No way.
Butterfield.
right, WMFO in Medford. That was the Coverall. So let me tell you what you heard. So we started it off with Kurt Vile, Randomly Chosen, Downbound Train, a Bruce Springsteen song. So I tried to do covers that were about trains, and I did it. I'm kind of impressed that I was able to do it. Luckily, it was a pretty easy, trains. There's a lot of songs about trains in the world. And so I got a little lucky there. So Downbound Train by Kurt Vile started us off covering Bruce Springsteen. Then we went with the Yardbirds, Train Kept a Rollin'. And that was originally written by Tiny Bradshaw. And then I think Johnny Burnett did a big cover. And, of course, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin all did it. It's been done a million times. But that was the Yardbirds version from 1965. That was came off the disc Beckology, so it was the Jeff Beck version of the Yardbirds, and that was Jeff Beck on lead guitar there. Let's see, we had Cassandra Wilson doing Last Train to Clarksville from New Moon Daughter, and that's covering the Monkees. We had Dwight Yoakam doing his version of the Clash, Train in Vain. And then we just had the band from the Last Waltz concert with Paul Butterfield doing Mystery Train, originally done by Junior Parker. Okay, so that was the Coverall. That was a little hard, but we got through it. We did it. And right now I'm going to play a PSA while I randomly pick my next one. So let's see, what do we got for you PSA-wise? If you're just joining in, we are doing an improv show where we just kind of make things up. And we pick a song randomly from my iPod and then try to build a little set around that song. Okay, so let's give it a shot. How about, let's do something about, how about learning and attention? How about that? Let's see. That's what they have to say about that.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Thank you. table or rub two coins together in my pocket for good luck. Cause how far can you walk in a night so restless?
With your feet on the air, your head on the ground. Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right, WMFO in Medford. How you doing out there today? And it's the show is winding down. So I do want to say something here. This is going to be the penultimate bingo show. The bingo show is going to end in 2 weeks. January 18th is going to be my last show. I've been kind of struggling with this decision for about a year now, and I think it's time. I've been doing this for about 18 years. It's been a lot of fun. I've really, really, really enjoyed it. And I'd like to keep doing it, but it does take time, and I'd like to do the show right, and doing the show right means you know, taking time to get it prepared. It takes time to drive over here. It takes time to drive home. I'm not getting paid for this. I do enjoy it, but I have some other projects that I want to focus on. And so yeah, I'm going to give it up, and I'm probably going to have a big, hilarious, great last show on the 18th, playing all my favorite songs. I'm going to see what I can do about maybe stretching it out to a 3-hour show. For some of you already know this who follow me on Facebook or through email, I've already mentioned it. If you did know it, now you know it. Please tune in 2 weeks. I want to thank everybody for listening all the time, but we'll get more into that. I just wanted to let people know that it's winding down. There's a new semester coming, and I'm not enjoying it as much as I used to. So I think it's time to move on. Let somebody else take this slot. And I think DJ Easy Ed's going to be still around for that. He's going to have to find another alternating partner, or maybe he'll take it for the whole semester, you know, take the whole slot. I'm not sure. He'll fill you in on that. But I did want to mention that. So anyway, let's do one more. We got time for a couple more songs. So, oh, wow, look at that. Look what popped up. A very famous song popped up, so we will do that. And if you're just tuning in, we're just kind of doing an improv here where I pick a random song from my iPod and we go with that, and let's play that. We'll build a little set around it, and I'll check in one more time before we leave.
getting a cabby, traveling on buses, with no graffiti about slash seat affairs. I say that's
All right, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. And this is Steve. This is the Bingo Show. Just finishing up here. Got time for one more song. So the random song picked was actually the very famous song, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. And so we did the jam, That's Entertainment, after that. Kind of fits in. And we're going to do one more song. We're going to do some Big Star to finish out. Edward Buchert's on deck. As I said, tune in 2 weeks, January 18th, for the last Bingo Show. And it's been real. It's been great. Have a great weekend. And we will check in soon. See you in 2 weeks. Easy Ed's next week. Edward Buchert coming up.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take off my back. Tell him what we said about painted black.